Praise the Lord. Thank you all for your time and patience. The network is back. Today we are looking at the walking voice. The walking voice. The walking voice. The 13th episode. The 13th episode of the walking voice. And we are dealing with principle of Eden. In fact, the part 11. The part 11. And as promised, by grace, we are going to take all the principles one after the other and dive into them and get the full knowledge, the exact knowledge, the epignosis of Yahuwah's word. So people of the way, we are going to look at steps to obedience, steps to obedience, steps to obedience. There are times people want to obey, but they don't know the steps to that life of obedience. That life needs to be embedded in you before you can live it. So people find it so difficult to obey because they have failed to understand what obedience is all about. Precious people of the way, we are going to look at Abraham. We are going to look at Abraham. The reason is, we are going to end with Adam, and it will be connected to the voice and returning back to Eden. You know, in Genesis chapter number 2, Genesis chapter number 12, verse 1 to 2. We are going to look at the verse 1 first. Genesis chapter number 12, the verse 1 to 2. The Bible says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Hallelujah. So the Bible is clear here that there was the need for Abraham to act. But he heard Yahuwah. The Bible says in the A part of verse 1 that now the Lord had said unto Abraham. There was a spoken word. He spoke to Abraham. When he spoke to him, there was the need for him to act on that which he had heard. So, no one can act right. No one can obey Abba Father without faith. So the first of all is faith. You need to have faith. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing of the word of the Lord. There should be a hearing. Without faith, you can't act right, and it cannot be said to be obedient. So the first thing one needs to have is faith. Anyone that tells you he has been obedient and obeyed the Lord, and the person has no faith, it is a lie. You see, if you act right, you have to act on the word of the Lord. That is what James calls it, doers of the word. Not just hearing to deceive yourself. So if someone is saying, I have obeyed, I am a child of obedience, and he is not connected to Abraham, there is a problem. And Abraham, we know of faith, is the father of faith. So a child of Abraham is a child of obedience, a child of faith. So faith is first. No one can obey Yahuwah, Yah, Abba Father, God Almighty, in fact, the Holy Spirit, without faith. So it is faith that maketh one to act on that which came by hearing. So when there is a hearing and the word comes, then the person will act on that. So before Abraham will even leave his father's house, will even leave his brethren, will even leave his kindred, his relatives, he had heard a word and he had faith. You know, if you really want to be seen as a child of obedience, one thing must be in place, one thing must be seen, one thing must be in there, that is faith. Without faith, your obedience is fake. Your obedience cannot be accredited as righteousness, right way of living in the kingdom. Because the right way is the only way, which is the word. So if you have no faith, you have not received the word. So what are you acting on? It's based on the flesh. So when people act on their feelings, they have not obeyed. If you act on your feelings and give to people, that is not seen as righteousness, because you have not acted based on the word. Because acting on the word is obeying Yahuwah, because he is his word. So the steps to obedience, if you skip one, if you jump one, you are going to suffer when it comes to obeying him. So many people in this world, that we see them as law-abiding citizens, obedient children, the question is, who are they obeying? Do they have what it takes to now act? This world, we don't act because you have been pushed. We don't act because you feel it within you. You act because you have received a word. And when the word comes, that is when we say you have faith. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of the Lord. So there is an old time song. When you walk with the Lord, in the light of his word, What a glory he shares on our way. Whilst we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who would trust and obey. Trust is connected to faith. Trust and obey. He who does not have faith is not trusting God, because faith is what tells you that he exists. So you put your trust in him. It is connected to hope. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Yahweh but to trust and obey. So faith comes before obedience. You can't obey Abba Father if you have no faith. You will now be obeying the God of this world. You will be obeying the flesh. The Bible says, anything you do out of faith is a sin. So, your obedience, which is outside of faith, is in itself disobedience. So, anyone who claim obeying Yahuwah should be a child of faith, because a child of obedience is a child of Abraham. The Lord told them, if you were to be seeds of Abraham, children of Abraham, you would have done what Abraham did. That is to paraphrase what Yahusha HaMashiach said. So they were claiming that they are seeds of Abraham. They are offspring of Abraham. They are children of Abraham. But they were not people of faith, because Yahusha had come. The Lord and Savior had come. And they were rejecting him. But yet they said they were children of faith. They were children of Abraham. And the Lord was not seen in the faith. All our works must be in faith. Other than that, it cannot be accepted and recognized. So, for you to start obeying and be seen as an obedient child, you should first have faith. It is faith that brings God to the scene. It is faith that brings Yahuwah on board. It is faith because, as I said, faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing of what? The word of the Lord. That is when you start obeying the word, which is Yahuwah himself. Romans 10 verse 17. Romans 10 verse 17. So there is a hearing. That hearing brings the word on board. That is why in, you know, Hebrews chapter number 11, I think so, the Bible says faith is a substance of things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. So whoever is growing, whoever is growing in faith is growing in the word, and whoever grows in the word is obeying him. So you can't walk with the Lord without faith, because that is not him. You don't know him. And it is only through faith that one can walk with him. You're welcome, Apostle Dr. Emmanuel. The Lord bless you. People of the way, if faith is absent, your walk with him is fake. You are not obeying him. You are obeying another thing. You are not obeying God. You are obeying something else. It is very important. So, in our local dialect in Ghana, they call something Osetie. Okay? Or it is from the word Asuti. Or so the ear, you hear, you listen, you act on it. That is obedience. So it's hearing and doing. Obedience is hearing and doing. So if you are obeying, what did you hear? Who spoke to you? Is God in the scene? Is Yahweh on board? That is the question. Precious people of the way, that comes first. Now, we see Abraham as a father of faith. And if you look at his life, it's a life. What brought color to his life, okay, is the life of obedience. It is a life of obedience. Because, you see, if you read, in fact, Genesis 12, up to the time Abraham was no more, one thing that you see consistently is a life of obedience. Why? Because he is a man of faith. That is why the Bible calls paradise the bosom of Abraham. The bosom of Abraham, which is the bosom of faith. That is why saints are people of faith. And the place for the saints is the bosom of Abraham. It's a place of faith, which is paradise, which is the bosom of Abraham. You can't be a saint without faith. And remember, the saints, they walked with him, they obeyed him. They acted on the word and walked according to the will of the Father. Listen, if you truly want to obey him, you have to first have faith. Having faith is having God. If we say somebody is having faith, it means that the person is having God. It means that God is involved. God is in him. Yahweh is in him. That is the beginning of living things. You see, until you leave some things, you can't live for him. So in Genesis chapter number 12, because Abraham is a father of faith, guess what? He had heard. God had told him. In Genesis 12 verse 1, the Bible says, now God had said unto Abraham, leave. So he acted. He left his father's house. He left his country. And the Bible says he told him, to the land I will show you. Meaning that he had not even showed him. He had no evidence. In fact, physically, he has not seen the land. But he said, leave and I will show you. Leave and I will show you. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. You see it. So in the beginning, the word had come to Abraham. So when the word came to Abraham, faith came. Because faith comes by hearing. So faith came. Now when faith came, he needed to act on it. Though he has not seen it physically, that is rare faith. So you will see faith at work here. You will see rare faith here. That is when he's acted on the word with his obedience. So guess what? When he heard, he now left his father's house. That is why faith will always cause you to leave some things in order to live for him. You see, we are born again comes by faith, okay? Because there is a seed in faith that you will be born of incorruptible. So, when you are born of him, the seed which came by hearing, that is having faith, and you are born again. For you to live for him, you have left the world. You have left your father's house. Now, in John 8, I think 44, he told him that they are of their father. Their father is a liar. So Abraham had to leave his father's house full of idols. But today, it is perhaps your father is even already born again. Is it physical? Today, you are to leave your father's house. What is your father's house? Your father's house is this world you live. So born again is being born out of the world into him. So you live. So without faith, you have not even started living for him. So you are not even obeying him. You are all the things you have done that I heard about. You see, that's what many people they give, but it is not recognized. Many people they go to church. They said, well, my brother invited me, so and so. They are doing so many things for the Lord. But that day you tell them that I don't know you. He said they will come and say, I prophesied in your name. I cast out devils in your name. I healed in your name. I ushered in your name. I served in your name. I gave in your name. But he will tell them, I don't know you. Because all the things they did, what did they do? Did they do those things in faith? Is it by his command? All these acts of obedience, because they said they healed, maybe they might have heard something and they were doing all those things, but it was not in faith nor by faith. So their act of obedience was null and void. I want to tell you something. The first step is having faith. If you have no faith, you can't obey the Lord. Without faith, the life you are living is a life of disobedience. That is the life of the rebel, the old nature, Satan. Okay? And that man had died. The dead cannot live for Yahuwah. Your old man, the Adamic nature, died long time in the garden. Long time. The dead cannot praise the Lord. The dead cannot live for him. The dead cannot you know, obey the living God. No. That is why that old man, okay, needs to be, you have to do away with the old man so that you have a new you. And this is through faith. Then you can start obeying him. You can start living for him. You can start, you know, acting on his word. So, there are many religious people who are claiming obeying the Lord, but that is not recognized. There are many people who don't know the Savior, so they have no faith. They don't know God. They have no faith. So all their religious acts that they see as obeying God Almighty, it is in vain. Faith first. I repeat, sons and daughters of Abraham are sons and daughters of obedience. And sons and daughters of obedience are sons and daughters of faith. Because Abraham obeyed and it was accredited to him as righteousness. I have faith. I am now good to go to obey him. I have faith, so I can now act on the word. I have faith, so I can now live for him. I have faith. So when he tells me, you know, do not forsake the gathering of the brethren, when I go and meet with my brethren and serve the Lord, it is in the right way. Okay? You see, if you walk with him, it must be the only way. And unto the only way, which is the word, he said, I am the way, the truth, comes to you through faith. Then which way are you using to walk with him and to please him and to live for him and obey him? No. Your prayer is in vain. Though he said, pray without ceasing. All your prayers are in vain. Because what word are you acting on? I am ending. The foundation matters. Steps to obedience. The first step is faith. If you skip this, if you jump this, if you miss this step, you have missed everything. It's like building without a foundation. You will spend a lot of money, but the building cannot stand the test of time. It cannot even be recognized as a building because it will fall. First things first. The Lord bless all of you. May he keep you. I pray that he will come to you. I pray that he will reveal himself to you. I pray that the good Lord will empower you, that you will grow in faith. They prayed and said, then increase our faith. My prayer for you is that your faith will grow so that you will not be a child of disobedience, but you will be matured. The matured obeys. The matured obeys law. Children are lawbreakers. Babies are lawbreakers. I pray that you grow in faith. I pray in the name which is above every other name, that you will truly be born again. May the Lord himself come to you. May that seed, incorruptible seed, may that seed be found in you, in the mighty name of Yahusha HaMashiach, the Son of the Living God. He who died and on the third day rose up again. The Bible says, by his blood and by his testimonies, they overcame him. I pray that by the blood and the testimony, may you overcome. I don't know what is ahead of you today. I don't know the troubles in life, the challenges, the attack. I don't know what is ahead of you, but I declare over you that you have overcome them all. The enemy will be your footstool. You will walk on them. They will be your doormats today in the mighty name of Yahusha. Walls will fall flat. Walls will fall flat for your sake. What stopped you before cannot stop you. Mountains are moving. Mountains are moving. Mountains are moving. That mountain in your marriage, in your ministry, your purpose, every aspect of your life, it is moving even now. You will see your way clearly and you will get to your destination. You will enjoy the good of the land. Wherever you are, in the name which is above every other name, enjoy the favor of the Lord. Enjoy the protection of the Lord. Enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Let the heavens be open for you today. Let showers of blessings fall on you. Showers of blessings fall on your business. Showers of blessings fall on your family in the name which is above every other name. It is done. It is settled. Amen. Thank you all for joining today. Please share with friends and family, and it will be published on all the podcast platforms. Make sure you listen to them over and over so that you will get the first things first. Today, the message for the in 52 days will be shared. Make sure you follow up. Thank you. We'll meet again